Zoo? Zoo, the record stopped.
Hang on just a sec.
Hang on, she's getting something.
Sorry, I was just getting water. Stay hydrated, everybody. It's punk to be healthy and live longer. So that last one was one that we were talking about earlier. That was the guy from the OC's old band, Coach Whips, with the song You Gonna Get It from the Bangers vs. Fuckers LP that came out in 2003 on Narnak Records from Hollywood. And Coach Whips are from SF.
Yeah, they were. Well, that guy, at least, was like the king of SF.
I remember Ty once saying he was the mayor.
Well, SF has notoriously had corrupt mayors, at least my whole life, so I guess he's the best mayor SF has ever had.
Vote guy from the OCs for mayor in 2024.
And then before that, we heard the song Old Timer from the band Science Man from the Nines Mecca 12-inch that came out in March on Feral Kid Records out of Buffalo, New York. And Science Man is also from Buffalo.
So heavy.
Yeah, they're great.
Yeah, like hardcore garagecore.
Garagecore, totally. And then before that, we had... Oh, this is the one that we both...
Oh, yeah, we both have this one.
Yeah, we both had this one. So before that, we heard a great weirdo band, Los Tarzanillos, with the song Una Nueva Forma de Matar from the Todo Lo Que Quieres cassette that came out in January on Flexi Discos Records from Valencia, Spain. And then
before that, we heard the song Police Chase Boogie from the garage punk influenced country music and surf rock band. That was Superstitions from SF. And that was from the If This Is a Game, I'm Winning It cassette that came out in 2009 on Wizard Mountain Records, which is Traditional Fools, or maybe just Ty's label. And we started that off with Blood Visions from the Blood Visions LP that came out in 2006 on In the Red Recordings from LA. So pre-Matador.
Yeah.
So...
Go ahead.
Okay, yeah. So once again, you're listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. My name is Zoo from All Over, and you're Michael from the North Bay. And tonight we're listening to a lot of modern garage, psych garage, garage core, post garage, emo garage, garage metal, proto, like fourth wave garage ska.
The hyphy garage.
Hyphy garage. punk. That reminds us of our time in the garage scene in the Bay like 10 years ago. And we're drinking water and staying hydrated and living long.
Hey, cool. Shouts out to water.
Shouts out to water. Shouts out to Liquid Death.
Did you pour a Liquid Death into a glass?
No, at home I just drink water from the sink.
Yeah, you're supposed to drink it from the can and feel like you're partying.
But seriously, shouts out to Liquid Death. I remember bringing PBR tall boys to Dolores Park and drinking beer in the sun and just, like, needing a nap afterwards.
Yeah, me too. Crashing at, like, 3 in the afternoon.
Totally. We should have been drinking tall cans of water. Then we'd be ready to go to whatever show was happening that night.
Wild times. Yeah, long days, long nights.
Yeah, being in your 20s and marathoning it on, a Tuesday. Especially living in the Mission, the parties everywhere, it was exhausting.
But those years, like at that age, that was the time to get it.
Yeah, life's so different now. But anyway, especially this tape reminds me of the Mission in like 2010.
Oh yeah, they definitely sound like a knockout band.
Or like a Thrill House afternoon basement show band.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so this is Cacao Gins from Virginia, I think. And this tape came out last year, so crazy.
We'll be right back.
That was the band Bleakness with the song Rush Into the Night from the Life at a Standstill LP that came out in June.
Man, last year.
Yeah, I know.
2012 all over again.
Yeah, on Destructure Records from Normandy, France, and Sabotage Records from Bremen, Germany, and then A La Carte Records from Washington, D.C., and Bleakness are from Paris.
From Paris! It's spread all over the world!
Yeah.
Tonight was, what, Indonesia, Australia, Sweden, Spain?
Yeah, it's amazing. And then before that, we heard the band Kitchen's Floor, the song Lousy Company from the None of That LP that came out in November on Eternal Soundcheck Records from Brisbane and Petty Bunko Records from Philly, and Kitchen's Floor from Brisbane.
Okay, and then before that, we heard Mono Negatives and the song Stilted Entrance from the Apparatus Division LP that came out, the year before, in 2021. Mm. And that was on Big Neck Records from Virginia and No Front Teeth Records from London, England. And Mono Negatives are from London, Ontario. And then we started that one off with the song Blood from the band Kokojins, which is a side project from one of the members of Werewolf Jones. Mm. And that was from the Flesh and Hell cassette that came out in October on Titron Tapes from Buffalo, New York. And Mono Negatives are from Virginia. So, you say it this time.
Yeah,
it's your turn.
Okay, I can do the spiel. So once again, you're listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. My name is Michael from the North Bay. You can hear all of our episodes at MaximumRockandRoll.com/radio. You can email us at radio@MaximumRockandRoll.com. Any submissions you'd like to send two copies of vinyl or one copy of CD-only and cassette releases to P.O. Box 3852, Oakland, California, 94609 in the United States. Any donations can be sent to MaximumRockandRoll.com/donates. You can yell at us on Twitter at MRRRadio. And you can subscribe and rate us wherever you find your podcasts. So once again, you're listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. My name is Michael from the North Bay, and I want to thank our co-host Sue from all over for inviting me over to her new apartment in Southeast Portland.
Thank you, thank you, thank you so much. I really love doing these, listening to records and tapes and, like, talking about music and life.
It's fun to celebrate the new and celebrate, like, how we got here.
I know, life is so different compared to 10 years ago in San Francisco.
How do you feel about life then versus life now?
I don't know. It's just different. I used to have so many people in my life, and everything's so much simpler now.
I really like it. I mean, I loved my time in SF, being out all day and night, but I couldn't imagine doing it again.
Yeah, that and just, like, I don't know. I almost feel, like, guilty.
What do you mean?
Like, it's such a luxury getting to live alone.
I felt the exact same way when I got my place. I think we were conditioned in SF to believe that only millionaires live alone. Because, like, a one-bedroom apartment goes for, like, $5,000 or more a month.
Seriously, but even, like, in SF, I had 3 roommates in our 2-bedroom.
I had 7 in a 5-bedroom.
Damn, in the Mission?
No, when I lived in the Mission, I had 2 in a 3-bedroom. And then when I lived in Russian Hill, I had 7. And 1 bathroom.
Wow.
And in North Beach, I lived in a literal closet and had 3 roommates. Yeah, that's the culture in SF, though. You bounce around once rent inevitably goes up.
This is my first time not sharing a bedroom. Like, literally my whole life, I shared a room with siblings or roommates. And I felt like I had to be, I guess I felt like I always had to keep them entertained. Like, give them a good time so that they wouldn't resent me for being in their space. In their space. I've never had my own space.
I remember that feeling. Like I was being a bad roommate or a bad friend if I wasn't spending time with them.
Exactly. That's why back at SF, we were in the bar, like, every night. Like, it was rude to be at home.
But I feel like we put in those years, so we own what we have now. And I think it was honestly kind of traumatizing to constantly be afraid of being a victim. Like, carrying around that constant panic of losing a roof over your head. I don't think you have to justify yourself to put back together your head. You just have to feel safe. Zoo.
Yeah, I know what you mean. It's weird to hear that, but I guess it's okay to wish everyone in my life happiness without having to give them a good night, like, in exchange for letting me have shelter.
You earned it. I'm proud of you for putting in the work to get your own place.
I love you.
I love you too. Congratulations.
And love to everyone at SF, and thank you for those unforgettable years of my life. And, like, seriously, thank you to all the new amazing bands for playing this kind of music and reminding me of that time. You're all wonderful and amazing, and I hope you're all getting to experience a vibrant scene like we did.
Yeah, absolutely. And shouts out to water.
And shouts out to water. Drinking water at home is just as fulfilling these days as drinking beer in the park or drinking everything in the bar.
So speaking of SF, how do you want to end tonight?
What do you want to play?
I want to let you choose. Go for it.
Thank you. Well, I know what I want to play last. So before that, let's do this. So another band that totally inspired the garage punk scene in the Bay was the band The Urinals.
Oh, totally.
Yeah, The Urinals from L.A.
Yeah.
So first let's listen to The Urinals, the song Ack 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 from the another EP, 7-inch, that came out in 1979 on Happy Squid Records, which is their label. And then the last song we're going to play...
I mean, we got to play
it. We got it. So the MVPs of the scene, the Traditional Fools, with the song All Right from their self-titled LP that came out in 2008 on their label Wizard Mountain Records from SF. So...
Go for it.
Thank you. So once again, you're listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. My name is Zoo from All Over, and I'm joined by my great friend, who I really wish I knew back then. Michael from the North Bay.
We would have torn that city up.
I just know we would have been friends. So, anyway, this is Ack, 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 Ack by the Urinals and All Right by the Traditional Fools.